Welcome to it. All right, so if you're a criminal and you try to rob a place and it doesn't turn out so well, what's the thing you should do?
Try again? They say when you fall down, you're supposed to get up and try again, right?
You got a good point. And you know, the one of the big secrets to success is never give up.
Right.
Never give up. Never surrender. By the Grapthar's hammer or something of that nature. I don't know. All right, so here we go. A guy in his 50s, maybe he was 60s, I don't know, walked into a 24-hour laundromat in Wichita, Kansas, about 4 in the morning on a Sunday.
24-hour laundromat.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a bastion of cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
All in quarters.
Probably. He handed an employee that said, "This is a robbery." Mm. But the employee noticed he had no gun.
Mm.
He doesn't really had any threatening anything.
Mm-hmm.
The employee said no. So the robber left. Womp, 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 sad, defeated. Then 15 minutes later, he got his courage back up and he walked back in and he told the employee he had a gun. I've got a gun. The employee refused to back down or give him any money again. So the robber left.
Mm-hmm. Didn't use his gun.
No.
His finger, which he had in his pocket.
10 minutes later, he came back.
He did.
Poured himself a cup of the laundromat's free coffee.
Uh-huh.
And then went back up to the counter where the employer was. And as he grabbed the robbery note that he had left the first time he was there, the employee finally said, "Okay, enough's enough. I'm calling 911.
Uh-huh.
This time the robber took off again for his third failed robbery attempt in under an hour.
But he left his fingerprints on the coffee pot and also his DNA, right, on the coffee cup?
Well, I don't know how much he enjoyed the coffee, but police are looking for him. They did not apprehend him right away. No.
He got away with it. Of course, he didn't get away with any money either. First of all, a laundromat that has, that has an attendant, first of all.
I know.
That's kind of weird, right?
Well, it's Wichita. That's a high-class place.
Is it?
Free coffee.
Free coffee.
Come on.
You know?
Did you have to ever use a laundromat before you had a house with a washing machine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Unfortunately, when I first got up here, before we moved into the house, I was living in a bed and breakfast for, about a month and a half?
They don't do your laundry at the bed and breakfast?
No.
you were house shopping, yes.
Yeah, we were house shopping, looking for a place to move into.
So you just wore your clothes for a couple of weeks, threw them away, and got new ones?
No, wait a minute. I mean, I know Dave and Lori, who run the bed and breakfast.
Wonderful people.
If you're nice to them.
Yes.
They have an industrial-sized washer
downstairs
in the basement. They'll let you use that.
Here's the problem. My hours were so fickled. I mean, think about it. I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I got it. It wasn't available or you couldn't use it at times that you would be doing the laundry.
First of all, here's a guy that has somebody shovel for him, has somebody mow his own lawn.
Yeah.
Seth is not doing his own laundry.
Well, I did. I put it all in a bag, took it down to the laundromat, sorted it out into the colors and the dark.
Really?
Washed it, threw it all in the dryer, brought it back.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't have somebody do that for you?
No, not here.
You couldn't find anybody to do it for you.
Listen, when I lived in a little town. I bought a house in a small town in Florida called Dundee.
Uh-huh.
And again, while I was waiting to have a washer and dryer delivered to the house, so yes, smart butt, I could do my own laundry. For about a week or so, I was needing and I was going to a laundromat. Well, I found a place that for a little bit more than I was spending at the laundromat and spending a couple hours on a Saturday sitting there watching things spin around and get nauseous, I found a place that would wash and fold all my stuff for me for a little bit more than what I was paying to.
It was little old ladies that would take it out and beat it on a rock to get it clean.
But it was a small town laundry.
In New York, you could go to what was called a Chinese laundry then.
Yeah.
But
they use Calgon.
But they would do basic laundering service. That's not very nice. They do basic laundering services for you, and it was a little more than washing it yourself.
It was, and I got news for you. I really considered not buying a washer-dryer, just taking it down there and having to do it. I'd drop it off on a Friday, pick it up on a Saturday. Everything was ironed. Everything was pressed. Everything was clean.
Probably washing your clothes with the clothes from like 4 or 5 other people.
Now that
you think about it.
That doesn't bother. That would bother Seth,
yes.
But it wouldn't bother me.
Yes. Now that he thinks about it, he says, you know, I'm going to have to burn all of those clothes.
Please, I can't fit into those clothes.
Ah, gotcha.
That was 35 pounds ago.
All right,
let's take a look at some of the else. 18-year-old Ferti Nekruf 16-year-old Karam Alexander, both of Brooklyn, New York, stole a 14-year-old boy's cell phone at a concert in Manhattan last month. They took a couple selfies with it, and somehow they accidentally sent those selfies to the 14-year-old mother, to the kid's mother. She forwarded it to the cops. It took them a few weeks, but last Friday they released the photo to the media to see if anyone recognized these idiots. The 16-year-old recognized himself and turned himself into the cops. The cops arrested his buddy a few hours later. They've both been charged with petty larceny
and stupidity,
criminal possession of stolen property, and being pretty much just stupid to the core. You know, with all that, you might think to yourself, no help for humanity. No, there is. With this, we bring you hope.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Mine too.
A quick look at the news.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
Why, thank you, Dante. Patrick Swayze's widow got remarried over the weekend. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not hear
about that. Yeah, it's kind of a sweet story. The ceremony was small, beautiful. However, it was interrupted when Whoopi Goldberg showed up and told her that Patrick said that she was about to marry the guy who'd killed him.
Oh, jeez.
That's,
come on.
They play that Righteous Brothers song during the reception?
Yeah. And what do you know, pottery was part of the wedding gifts. David Hasselhoff auctioned off his Knight Rider car for $150,000.
He got to keep one of those things?
Yeah. The car came with several speak phrases already programmed into it, like prepare for turbo boost, initiating pursuit mode, and which way to the unemployment office? Mm. The trailer for Denzel Washington's new movie is out also.
Watched it yesterday.
Yeah, this time he branches out. He's playing a hard-boiled tough guy with an appetite for vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
That's a stretch for him. And now listen, despite what my grandpa says, this is not the sequel to Snakes on a Plane with Samuel Jackson.
Right.
It's one of those jokes where old people get them.
Okay.
13-year-old girl. Where's Donald Sterling when you need
him? That's not the joke we were waiting for.
13-year-old girl became the youngest female to climb Mount Everest. She didn't really mean to. She was just running away from James Franco.
Younger people got that joke.
A new study says it doesn't really matter if you underperform on your job. I guess I know why nobody gets fired at CNN now. And this one's for Tom. A zoo in Australia has named a new tiger cub Obama. The zookeeper said they came up with that name because they noticed the cub really doesn't seem to do a whole lot and doesn't accomplish anything.
Oh, will you stop it? You just added that last part.
That's been a quick look at the news. Thank you very much for being here. Please don't use the information we've given you for evil, but for good instead.
It's the super-duper weather predictor Doppler X5000, the most powerful and reliable source for all your weather needs. And now, here's the most accurate forecast on the planet.
Cloudy.
Keep it on the super duper weather predictor Doppler X5000 for total weather information.
The news station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.